WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, January 25th. Coming up, early last year, we heard from a new nurse in Rockford about how she was handling the stress of the pandemic. We check in with her 1 year later. That conversation coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has vetoed a bill that would have required school districts to give paid time off for COVID-related absences. But the governor has agreed with teachers' unions to introduce similar legislation. Susie Ahn reports.
Juan Ramos is head custodian at a school in Naperville. He had to take 2 weeks off after contracting COVID-19. He and fellow workers are vaccinated and masked, but the pandemic is still taking a toll.
We have exhausted our sick days to the point where now we're using personal and vacation days in order to get a full check.
Governor Pritzker vetoed a bill that would have required schools to give paid time off for COVID-related absences. However, the governor reached an agreement with the state's teachers' unions. Under a replacement bill, only fully vaccinated workers would qualify for paid administrative leave and restoration of sick days. I'm Susie Ahn.
Meanwhile, more than 350 Champaign teachers rallied yesterday over contract negotiations, and they'll vote tomorrow about authorizing a strike. At issue, whether Champaign Unifor schools should extend the elementary school day. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
Temperatures drop below freezing as teachers march in front of Unifor School District headquarters. Negotiations between Unifor and the Champaign Federation of Teachers have stalled in recent weeks. Teachers are wary of the district's proposal to extend each elementary schooler's day by 50 minutes, starting in the fall of 2023. Mike Sitch is one of the union co-presidents. He and other teachers would like to see curricula change, with teacher input, before the day length changes.
Right, we want to spend more time doing more of the same when one of the biggest issues we talked about pre-pandemic was engagement with our students.
On Wednesday, union members will decide whether to authorize a strike. Unifor has responded that it will continue to negotiate with teachers. The district says the longer day is a response to teachers and parents requesting longer lunches and more instructional time. Unifor is also proposing 1 hour of professional development each week, focused on improving outcomes for targeted groups of students like English learners. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
As businesses continue to grapple with widespread labor shortages, one Illinois researcher suggests they take a closer look at the, quote, labor reserve of people who would join the workforce under different conditions. Illinois Institute of Rural Affairs professor Adia Tiemann says a majority of the labor reserve in rural Illinois is female and non-college educated. He says employers may need to meet them halfway to entice them to take a job.
They have to be, you know, really female-friendly kind of workplace. That means they may have to actually think in terms of helping with childcare, transportation, and so on.
Atiaman says roughly 1 in 4 people in the labor reserve cite COVID-19 as the main reason for hesitancy. Champaign County public health officials reported 5 additional COVID deaths yesterday, putting the county's death toll at 255. They're 3 men in their 40s, a woman in her 60s, and a woman in her 70s. Macon County also reported 3 new deaths, including one man in his 40s, another in his 70s, and another man in his 90s. Macon County's death toll is nearly 300. The Coles County Health Department also reported 1 additional death yesterday, putting that county's death toll at 153. Still to come, we'll check in with a nurse from Rockford on how she's dealing with the continued stress of the pandemic 1 year after we first heard from her. Peter Medlin brings us that conversation coming up next on 217 Today.
Sir Kenneth Branagh stars as a soul-searching Swedish police inspector in Wallander. It's a show about the heavy burden of investigating dark crimes. Kurt Wallander is a man who is at odds with his family, friends, and fellow police, but he seems in his element when he's tracking murderers and psychopaths across seaside towns and the stark farm country of southern Sweden. Watch all 4 seasons of this series and other critically acclaimed mysteries exclusively with WILL Passport. Find out how at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. 1 year ago, a fresh nursing school graduate entered the field in the midst of a pandemic. Peter Medlin recently checked in with her to see how prepared she's felt a year into being a nurse during COVID-19.
Taylor Bolte says it feels like she's been a nurse for 10 years already.
I can't believe it's only been a year.
Way back in March of 2020, she was one of the many nursing students forced to leave in the middle of clinical shifts as hospitals braced for the first COVID surges and tried to preserve personal protection equipment or PPE. Now, she's found herself caught in the middle of yet another COVID wave as a full-time nurse at Swedish American Hospital in Rockford.
Every day is a complete whirlwind. It's like 12, 13, 14 hours of nonstop patient care, hardly sitting down, like running from room to room. It's exhausting mentally and physically, and I'm only 24, so.
Multi's experience at Swedish American has been far different than she expected. She got the job after graduating from Lewis University, where she spent a good part of her senior year learning remotely.
Was initially hired for an orthopedic and neurology floor. Since our hospital and just our region in Rockford has been so full with COVID, we've just kind of had a sprinkle of every sort of patient. We have COVID patients. We have ICU transfers.
She has at least one COVID patient every shift.
And that's just because our COVID floor is completely full. Our ICU is completely full. And so we have nowhere for other, you know, patients to go.
Even though she was thrown into the field during a chaotic time, she says her education prepared her well.
Luckily, I had really, really good preceptors and amazing bosses that helped me to learn.
As she was finishing her degree in the fall of 2020, Bolte returned to the hospital where she had done her clinical work, and she saw nurses who were burnt out and almost immune to the death they saw so much. Since then, she's seen a lot of nurses leave the field entirely. She says that, in part, leads to really difficult staffing shortages.
We've had a lot of staff leave. I think our nursing CEO said we had like 64 travelers in our hospital right now, from nurses to tech.
Before those travel nurses came, Bolte says it was difficult to find a way to sit with her patients and talk to them.
It's been hard to carve out that special time to spend with them, which is so important right now because we're really the only people they see because we don't allow visitors in the hospital right now. And some people are here for months.
It's often overwhelming, she says, especially when it's hard to see an end to the pandemic. But she makes it clear her feelings about nursing haven't changed, and she's not leaving anytime soon.
Whether that's holding up a FaceTime call with a family member or kind of being the middleman between specialists and physicians to keep family updated with everything going on, holding patients' hands and praying over them.
Bolte says there's been plenty of venting and solidarity with her fellow nurses.
For the people that have been there, like for the long haul, it's definitely a bond that nobody really understands, like in other aspects of my life.
One thing that really helps her get through the day, there are always people who get better.
I mean, I had a patient the other day that went from 50 liters of high-flow oxygen to just 5 liters on her nasal cannula overnight, and this was someone we didn't think was going to recover.
It's been a long first year for Bolte, one that, as she says, has often felt like 10. But right now, she says she's just hoping for an end in sight, and that people don't lose trust in her and the rest of the healthcare field through the pandemic. I'm Peter Mudlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny and cold today with a high of 19 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Susie Ahn, Emily Hayes, Tim Shelley, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldeen. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.